A chat with Idaho Farm Bureau's Jake Putnam about the 2017 potato crop.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Jake, we're in the potato state. 2017 potato crop, what's it look like?
Well, the 2016 potato crop is finally over. Believe it or not, it has stretched from last year's harvest till now. The packing sheds over in eastern Idaho put the final touches on last year's crop. And in Rigby, they're harvesting the first of the 2017 crop. So it's been a long haul. As you recall, that 2016 crop was pretty amazing in size and also potato size, but also the size of the crop itself was amazing. 2017, we're looking to have a good year, but we got off to a late start. So a lot of farmers early on are reporting that the size isn't quite as good as 2017. So market prices might be off just a little bit.
So kind of the opposite situation for the wheat farmers. An overabundance of wheat and maybe possibly not quite enough potatoes?
We do know that acreages are down, and we also, from the early tests, know that yields are down. Those two factors are going to mean that there's not going to be quite the size on the markets as there was last year, and that bodes well. We're looking at some of these price ranges. Early cost range were in the $6 per carton, and now they're up into the $7. Just depends. We got to see what happens once we get this crop in.
A 5-week heat wave stretching from July to August stressed potatoes.
David Sparks.